Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
China has launched its first homemade virtual student, Hua Zhibing, at Zhongguancun Science Park in Beijing just this week. Developed by a joint team consisting of a Beijing Academy of Artificial Intelligence, Zhibu.ai, and Microsoft's AI personnel Xiao Ice, Hua Zhibing was unveiled at the 2021 BAAI conference recently. With an image of a young lady, Hua was designed with human faces and voices along with a specific personality. Having strong interest in fine arts and literature, she can compose tunes, write poems, and draw pictures, also paint. Mm. And Hua was enrolled at Tsinghua University, one of China's most prestigious universities, and became a student of Professor Tang Jie, director of Tsinghua CAE Joint Research Center for Knowledge and Intelligence. Tsinghua University has a profound history of computer science and technology. We have to know that. So this is the latest development about this AI virtual student. Mm. And if you go on Weibo, the microblog, you will find a lot of videos about her because they have released a video about this China's first virtual student. Mm. And in that video, she was donning a chocolate-colored t-shirt.
Yeah.
And she was having a backpack over her shoulder.
Yeah.
And she's got a pigtail. And she looks exactly like any young girl on the campus of a university in China.
Yeah.
And she walks just like, I mean, if you look at it, you don't really think whether this is a human being or a robot.
Indeed.
Initially I thought, okay, whose image is that?
Later
on, I found out that actually this girl, this virtual girl, and the face and her voice all developed by a kind of AI model. I listened to the music. That music, the background music in that video, was created by this AI robot herself. Mm. It was just like any kind of background music that you find sometimes on TikTok or on some other short video platforms.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She speaks like a girl just, in your office or in classroom, a very young girl's voice. And she speaks it really naturally.
Yeah.
And her face just carries a very natural look.
Yeah. So it's like a freshman.
All in all, she's just like somebody from a campus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know that this is a virtual student,
I would never expect to.
You mistook it for a real person.
Indeed. I shared the similar feeling like you. When I first read this new piece of news, it was in Chinese version, and there was no short video attached on it. So I look at the picture, and I thought that's a picture for a real girl. So I was looking through the page, trying to look for the virtual student mentioned in this story. I was looking for the AI face or something. I didn't find anything. And then I went back to see that picture. I realized, oh, this is Hua Zhibing. And this is exactly herself. And she has this very innocent, neat face, like a freshman, just like the 18 years old or 19 years old, just like what you have described. I got amazed. And literally speaking, according to the news report, she is only 6 years old, but her learning ability is super good. She can learn very fast about all kinds of things, like you have mentioned, painting, poem writing, music, composition. It's all kinds of abilities. And yet she is only 6.
Yes, and the researchers say her intelligence could reach the age of 12 just within 1 year's study.
Wow.
So she's really got a strong learning ability.
Mm-hmm.
And you've mentioned about her looks. Usually, we tend to think the AI, sometimes even humanoids included, we tend to think them as a kind of cartoon figure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In the past, we also have some other AI or virtual TV hosts or virtual figures on some of those social media platforms. Mm. Some would be able to sing for you. Some would be able to communicate with people. For example, there's a microblogger, a virtual microblogger whose name goes by Ling.
Yeah.
She looks a bit like an animation figure.
Mm-hmm.
This time when we saw Hua Zhibing, I was like, okay, this is like a real person now.
Mm-hmm.
And Tsinghua University has even made a student ID card for her, you know that?
Mm.
So she's going to stay there. I don't know how many years she's going to stay at Tsinghua before she could graduate. But definitely, in a certain way, she will be part of the campus. She will be able to enjoy the very rich campus life at Tsinghua University.
Yeah.
And it's expected that she would have very close interactions and cooperations and collaborations with some of the students at Tsinghua. And according to the plan, she will be able to carry out deep learning at the labs in that specific college. And eventually she will be able to grow into
I really want to call her a young lady.
Mm-hmm. She will grow into an AI figure with very rich knowledge about a lot of things, and she will be able to communicate very well with human beings.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just...
I even took a look at the paintings that she did. It's amazing with the mountains and the trees and rivers. It's just like a real artist's product or painting like
that. Yeah, it's a Chinese black and white ink painting.
Yeah,
and I have to say, that painting looks really good. The mountains, the rivers, the trees there. I'd say it takes a couple of years practice before you can paint something like that for a real human being.
Indeed.
But I guess because of her very strong and powerful learning ability, she can create works like that.
Mm.
And you know, there has already been this discussion whether she should have the IPR rights to her own artworks and music works.
Yeah, that's also another interesting, you know, focus on this, because you would assume this person really is an AI robot, or she is AI, but she's not a real human being. How come she could have the IPR? And actually, it's someone else, the professors behind her created her. So should they, you know, possess this IPR? That's interesting. I have some lawyer friends in IPR circle. I'm going to find them and discuss with them in the future. This is going to be an issue.
This has been, I mean, this discussion has been going on for quite some time because although it is the researchers behind her who actually developed her, who taught her to learn, who gave her this ability to learn. However, by painting that work or composing that specific piece of music, she didn't rely on the help of any of the researchers. It's because of her own deep learning ability. So should we call the art piece some intellectual property specifically belong to her? Or should we think of other stuff and say, well, this is just a robot creating this artwork. This discussion has been going on for quite some time, and it's still in the process of discussion. It's quite interesting, but let's focus a little bit about her future contributions after her graduation. Now she's got a dorm in Tsinghua, she's got an ID card, student ID card at Tsinghua. And after graduation, what will she be doing?
Yeah.
So according to some of those researchers, in the future, maybe in the real application scenarios, she will be able to do a lot of job in the emotional communications. For example, being a kind of companion for some people, or she might be able to comfort other people, and she will be able to compose music, and she will be able to write articles, news, stories, and maybe she will be able to disseminate some scientific knowledge.
Indeed.
There will be numerous scenarios for her to find her applications.
Indeed. But one thing that I'm very confused is, you said that she has an ID card, I can understand, but how come she owns a bed in the dorm. And if I really go to that dorm, let's say room 103, should I meet her? Or, you know, because I think she exists
if she's
in
very,
the computers.
If she's very sophisticated, maybe she will be able to say, "Hello, Liu Min. Welcome to the dorm. It's so good that you come
on
and visit
the screen
me.
Of that computer to me, right?
We still have to wait and see how they're going
so.
To realize this point. But this is just the initial news coming out. It's quite interesting, and we have a lot to expect. If, say, she's going to have the same class with some other fellow students from Tsinghua, the real students, then how are they going to interact with each other? Will they be able to see her? Or it's just a virtual image? Or it's just a, you know, some kind of computer?
Indeed.
There are a lot of questions, and I'm just looking forward to learning more about her.
Yeah, indeed. And I feel like if I were, let's say I were one of the students, freshman or sophomore, I would be very interested in this AI classmate or schoolmate. I would probably go to the professor and say, can I take a look at her? And I want to talk to her. I want to learn from her. And I have this innovative idea, but I just don't know how to paint the picture. I want to talk to her and see what kind of suggestion she would give to me. So this could be in the future that the students on the campus could make full use of the communication opportunities with Hua Zhibin, this young girl, let's say. She's also the schoolmate. And I think she's super smart, I understand, and AI very smart. So let's share your talent, your ability, and see whether you can give some other students some of the help or enlightenment and, you know, some sparkles. I would love to see that kind of interaction between the students and, you know, Hua Zhibin in the future.
I think the learning process would be mutual. It's like Hua Zhibin, the AI robot, will be able to learn from her fellow, like, classmates or other college students. And the college students can learn something from her too, maybe. Because she can, based on the kind of technology that she's been developed, she can compose news pieces. She will be able to perhaps do some translation. Or she has already shown her talent in composing music, in painting, and she just speaks like us, I would say. So there are a lot of things to look forward to. Maybe in the future, maybe we'll find a lot of humanoids or the AI robots sitting beside us in real life. For example, there could be AI robot construction workers or service staff. We talked about this yesterday. Like the hotel having the AI robots serving as the staff at that hotel. So basically, there won't be any real human staff there. It's only the robot staff. And perhaps they can be assistants to doctors. They might be able to teach little kids at kindergartens. So who knows? Maybe they can be the companions taking care of the senior people at different senior houses. So a lot of things might happen by then. Of course, there will be also the worry and concern. Are they going to take away some of our jobs? For example, our host position, right? Because they can voice news really well, and they can write news stories.
And so, actually, the sense of humor can also be, they can also gain the sense of humor by learning gradually.
They can
learn from multiple comedians from numerous countries. They can speak multiple languages. They can be humorous also at the same time, because it says that they can make poems, they can write interesting stories, and a sense of humor is also something similar to those kind of abilities. So I don't know, maybe in the future, who knows, probably AI host together with a human host and see the interaction between them. That would be very interesting kind of thing. Yeah. And sometimes if AI cannot understand something subtle, then the human host would explain to her or him. And that would be very interesting kind of process. But again, I just hope that it's an it's an open future. Yeah, the future is yet to come, and we don't know what will happen when the AI robots, you know, one day that we will see lots of people start to widely use them to assist in all kinds of fields. So let's wait and see how it goes.
Yeah, you know what, Liu Min? Mm. This has become some kind of encouragement to me. I'm going to really work hard and study hard because I've got to make preparations. I know I cannot, I mean, my learning ability cannot match Hua Zhibing's learning ability, but right. I'm going to try my very best so that one day when she's able to sit beside me, I will be co-hosting with her, learning from her too.
Yeah, of
Let's
course.
Both work very hard.
Of course.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.